briga ali a Purim e Tzipora individually and as a group. However, part of the price to pay for such an aliyah was a rough time for learning, especially after Purim, getting back to Tzipora, which I certainly understand. But I would hope that after, by now already, Sayin Ruchnius and Sayin Gashmius were back to heavy learning and realizing that now is managed the final, the last few days before a long in Asmanim, which is well deserved. But now try to finish off Ramesh with a Starkeit in all areas of Ruchnius. Okay, I have here Meridiginian of the two Lavim, Bal Yeroa, Bal Yemotze, which is Mamish, this is the one of the main in Yonim why before Pesach we make so much work is put in to take the chametz out. As we mentioned in the Hagdoma, there's mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, and there's the loy saseh of Bal Yeroa and Bal Yemotze. And now we're working on the lav. On the lav in the negative of lo yiroi lo chachomets and lo yimotze bevatecha. Now, these are two separate sukkim in the Torah. They seem to be two separate averas. But today's Gemara proved to us that there's a gzeres shova, sa'or, which puts together these two separate averas. And from the pashtus of the Gemara, it would come out, l'chora, that there's really no nafkamina. It's the exact same case for Bal Yeroa as for Bal Yemotze. Which means, just like for Bal Yeroa, it has to be l'chor, in order to be Ervan Bal Yeroa, same thing is to be Ervan Bal Yemotze, also has to have l'chor. Just like to be Ervan Bal Yeroa, it could be B'chol Gvulecha. To be Ervan Bal Yemotze, it could be any place. So the conditions for Bal Yeroa are the exact same conditions for Bal Yemotze. So L'chore, at the end of the Gemara, we have to wonder, we have to think to ourselves, is it two Averas or is it one Avera? So the Rambam comes along and the Rambam says that it's two Averas. The Rambam is mashma, l'chor yo'ivra, two lav. The Rambam reckons it for two lav, and one lav for Bal Yeroa, and one lav for Bal Yemotze. Now, the Maram Shik brings down a chronim that ask a starker kash. The Rambam never counts two separate lavim if they're repeating, if one does not do anything more than the other. You look in the Maram Shik in the Hagdoma, in Masechet Psachim, brings down the Prima Godim, talks about this. Now, so this is an interesting shaila here. Lamaisa, after the Gemara comes out that all the conditions for Bal Yeroa have to fit into Bal Yemotze, vice versa, why does the Rambam say that it's taka two separate lava? So the Maram Shik comes along with a big chiddush, and he's why does the Rambam say that a person who keeps chametz in his house is over on two separate lavin, he'll get malchus twice. If he goes out and he buys a piece of bread, from the Rambam is mashmur, that says yaloike, Bal Yeroa 39 and Bal Yemotze 49, the Rambam counts it in the minyan of Shasa Loisase, that this is two separate ones in the 365 Loisase. The Rambam sheet is that if one is not shaykh without the other, it's one, it's not two, because it's identical. So the Maram Shik answers with a beautiful chap, and he says like this, that the Rambam will hold that it is Shaykh, a case where you'll have Bal Yemotze without Bal Yeroa. Why? Because he says...
So why can't you say Bal Yeroa and Bal Yemotze go together?
The Rambam says that if they always go together, they should be one. Why does the Rambam say two?
Saying,
that's the kasha.
But the Rambam is saying that it's possible that Bal Yeroa, and Bal Yemotze can come out to be totally separate, right?
That's the question. Where is that possible?
Right.
That's the kasha.
Okay, but the Rambam is giving you.
The Rambam says it's two separate lavim. Now, so the Bechorah, If they only go together, it's a problem. If you find a way that they could be separate, then you answer it. But the kunz is to find a way. So the Maram Shik finds one teret. The Maram Shik says is that Bal Yemotze could have more avera, more iser than Bal Yeroi. And once one is a little different, you could have one without the other. So then, even in a case where they do come together, you're over on both. As long as it's possible to find one lav without the other, that already separates it. How is it possible? He says a nice chav like this. That Bal Yemotze, the Gemara, if the Rambam will hold like those shitas, that when a man has a house and he doesn't know if he has chametz in the house or not, he's mechuyev min haTorah to check. Why is he mechuyev min haTorah to check? We brought that a machlokes rishonim in that. But if the Rambam will hold min haTorah, there's a chiyuv bedika min haTorah, if you don't have bitter. In other words, if you haven't done anything else and you're not sure if you have chametz, you have to check. Where do we know that from? Because chipush mechipush bedika, the Gemara learns out. You learn out metzia from chipush. In other words, there's a few psukim there we went through quickly in the Gemara. But that means there's a chiyah bedikah min haTorah, because the word metziah has to do with chipush. Chipush is searching, and we learn out from chipush, from metziah. So the Maram Shik is mechadish that if chametz she'en yadua, which means you have a house which you don't know if there's chametz in, and you, if a person is mechuyev to check not to be ever in Bal Yemotze, but Bal Yeroi, he won't be ever anyway. If you don't know for sure that there's chametz in the house, so Bal Yeroi, you will not be over. Because Bal Yeroi is only where you know where it is, you can go look at it. Even Yatman, if you hide something, you also know where it is. But if you don't know where the chametz is, chametz she'en yadua, the Maram Shik answers the Rambam by saying, the Rambam will hold on chametz she'en yadua, you're not over on Bal Yeroi, but Bal Yemotze, you will be over. Because Bal Yemotze, the Metziah, the word Metziah, is tied to Chipush, which means take a candle and look for it. And if you don't go out of your way to look for it, and it came out that you had chametz in your house, you're over on Bal Yemotze, but you're not over on Bal Yeroi. So once you can separate them, they're two separate lavin, and that's why the Rambam says you're over twice.
Yeah,
but
there's also
a
case in the
Torah
which we need both
lavim.
So
what do you mean you need both? Why is it?
The case of the hiding in the pit.
Good, but for that, the Gemara says, for the hiding, yochel yatmin.
So if you need for both, so
the Gzeiras Shuvah says.
You find a case where, which you don't need.
Yeah, but if you could never find a case where you have one without the other, so then the Rambam would not count it for two separate averas. Because they always go together. If they always go together, they're like one. So for Yatmin, a person takes chametz and he digs a hole 10 feet down, right? So the Torah says, Bal Yemotze Yizicha Oiver. So Or Eloi Soor teaches us, you're over on Bal Yero also. Even though you're not seeing it, but if you know where it is, and you could dig it up again, so then you always have Bal Yero and Bal Yemotze. But therefore the Baram Shik had to come along and find the case where you could have only Bal Yemotze without Bal Yero. And that shows us that it's two separate lavin. Yeah, wait, you want to ask something to hold?
Yeah, I mean, well, the Rambam, because I mean, Shabbat, the Rambam says a parish, it's mitterbunnen.
Vedika, what?
That's a parish, it's mitterbunnen.
Even without bittul?
Rambam says vedika, yeah, he says vedika is mitterbunnen.
That's it, with bittul. It's with bittul. You have to check. You have to see how it works out. What?
The reference someone says that the Rambam is popped out.
On bittul? That is mitterbunnen. Oh, but I, it says, Lashon with Bittul. After Bittul. Oh, well, that's one way. But you have to see how it's... okay. You have to see the Rambam. You have to see how it fits in. Yeah, it could be that's even without Bittul. You hear what I'm saying? It could be the Rambam's going with Bittul. We're talking about without Bittul, it could be the
Rambam.
You just found a case where it's shaykh to have Bal Yemotze without Bal Yeroi.
But he still sees it. When he finds it, he still sees
it. Yeah, but he's over before he found it. Avadif, we're talking about you go over him before he finds, before he knows it. That's right. He's over before. Okay, this shita will hold you over on Bal Yeroi right away. On Bal Yemotze for having. Okay, this was just a shtickle interesting to see in the two lavim themselves. Okay, so now that we have that there's two lavim, the Gemara comes along and says there are exceptions. to the lav of Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, you have many exceptions. The Gemara mentions two exceptions. And in the Mefarshim, we go into two other exceptions. When you're not over on Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze. The two exceptions in the Gemara is Acherim Shel Gevoya. That's what the Gemara says. Acherim Shel Gevoya. And Gevoya is simple. Gevoya means Hegdish Chometz, there's no Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze. That's the first exception. The second exception is Acherim. In Acherim, the word Acherim means others. Rashi says Acherim Nochri. And that's, it seems, from Taisus also. Taisus keeps saying Nochri Yugvoya. So the word Acherim, Rashi stresses that Goyish Chometz, you're allowed to see. So these are the two exceptions that the Gemara says. What? You're going Nochri, right? What? Rashi seems to be stressing. Rashi does not say somebody else's chometz. Rashi says kigoy nochri. So some achrayim on medayik and Rashi that the exception is only on goyish chometz. So we have two exceptions in the Gemara. Hegdish goy. The question is, what about two other types of chometz? What about chometz of hefker, which belongs to nobody? And what about chometz of a different yisrael? Those are the other two exceptions, which are not clear in the Gemara, but we're going to work on, we'll see how the Mefarshim turn it. But first let's work on the two exceptions that it says clearly in the Gemara. On those two exceptions, Taisus comes along, and Taisus has a problem, has a kasha. Because Taisus asks, how can you make two exceptions out of one drasha? There's only, says once, l'cho, there's only one word. So the Gemara Taisus asks sort of a steer. He doesn't ask it from logic. Taisus asks the Gemara in Menachos says you do need two psukim. When the Gemara wants to teach us that challah, you don't have to give challah from dough which belongs to a goy, or dough that belongs to hegdish. You only have to give challah if it belongs to you. So there you need two psukim. One to tell us a goyisha. Though Isa is potter and one there. And why over here they need one? Taisus doesn't ask it a kasha from Svara. Taisus asks a stira. This Gemara uses only one pasuk, that Gemara needs two pasuk. Now, there's two terutzim on Taisus' kasha. One, our Taisus here seems to say that Enochinami, our Gemara is right. And there's a different girsa, the Svara Midiyokim, that really you only need one pasuk to knock out both Goy and Akum. But Rabbi Chanan Zichron Levracha, what? Akum and Hegdish. Yeah, I'm sorry. But Rabbi Chanan in Kavis Shiurim brings down Taisus in Menachos. Taisus in Menachos says Atakas holds the opposite way. That Faker, the Gemara over there in the Gemara there in Menachos is right, and you need two psukim. One pasuk to knock out Goyisha, though. Or goyisha dough from challah, and the second pasuk to knock out hegdish, that the dough that belongs to hegdish you don't have to give challah on. Why over here by Bal Yiroa, Bal Yimotze, you only need one pasuk for goyisha chametz and hegdish chametz? So Taisus and Menachos says that since by the parsha of challah we know that goy and hegdish is equal, then the Torah doesn't have to come along and write separate pasukim. In other words, Taisus, Teretz, and Menachos is, we learn out from Chala to Bal Yiroa. Since by Avada, first in one place in the Torah, you had to have two psukim. But one place is enough. You don't have to have by each parish in the Torah two separate psukim, one for Goy and one for Hegdish. You need one place that the Torah, if all the Torah writers one pasuk, you wouldn't say this pasuk fits in for Goy and Hegdish. So therefore, by challah, by the Torah had two psukim, by the mitzvah of challah, to exclude one pasuk to exclude goyisha challah, and one pasuk to exclude hekdish is challah. But afterwards, then it's like a mematzinu, it's a binyanav. Wherever you knock out one, the other one follows along.
That's why by
chometz you only need one. But in lomdas be'etzem, you need two. But one, but all the Torah has to show us up in what? That the Torah has to show us in one place, then already you stretch it all over. So we see here a beautiful machlokes rishonim in in these two Tosfos, our Tosfos takes on that in logic, all you need is one pasuk to knock out Goy, Hegdish, and Akum. You could only, one pasuk is sufficient. But the Tosfos in Menachos says the opposite. Really, you should taka always need two, because Hegdish is one case, and a Goyisha is a different case. But once we find in one mitzvah of the Torah, you're knocking it together, then already it always is knocked out together.
Tosfos says
that you learn out from Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh from there. It's not me asking a kasha, but Tosfos takes on one lachah is enough. Tosfos says you need the lachahs for everything. Tosfos speaks out. A chometz is only one lachah extra. There's only one lachah. Tosfos says, it says three because the Tosfos says you need it for other things. So if you only have one, the question is, how do you make two drashas? Now, Rabbi Chanan, this is the machlokes and Tosfos in how to answer the two gemaras. Rabbi Chanan comes in logic, we have to understand. Rabbi Chanan says in logic, L'chaira, our Tosfos, we understand much better than the Tosfos in Menachos. Because if we would think, do you taka need two drushes? If the Torah wants to tell you something, that L'moshel, chometz, do not look at your chometz. You're not allowed to see your chometz. Does the Torah have to come along and say, but you are allowed to see Goyisha, one pasuk, and then another pasuk that you are allowed to see Hegdish? What do you need? What do you need two separate? Both of them are not your chometz. They both have in common, the main thing is it's not yours. What's the difference if it's Hegdish or chometz?
I think because Hegdish is, it's not Akum.
What's the difference? But is it yours? Lamaisa doesn't...
Maybe by the Goy, since it's not a Yid's chometz, maybe it's totally... different. It has totally different
halacha.
You know, and
that's
what I mean.
Hegdish is also not.
The fact is,
it's still to Hashem. Hegdish belongs to Hashem, but it's not lachot. It's not the Jews. So Rabbi Chanan, Zecharei Levracha, explains that the tait. So he explains what's Tosfos Shita in Bechorot in Menachos. Why should Tosfos? And the truth is that the next Tosfos in the bottom also mentions. Says you could answer like the Tosfos and Menachos. That once you have one place, it says twice, two separate psukim, and then already you stretch it all over. But Rabbi Chanan says, what's the logic of the Tosfos in Menachos? What's the logic of it? Why should you need two separate psukim? The pasuk says yours, and anything that's not yours is automatically excluded. So Rabbi Chanan says that Tosfos and Menachos must have held Bal Korcha, that you don't take the word l'chol literally. Tosfos, just because the Torah says that you're not allowed to see your chometz, the word l'chol does not become poshut pshat in the pasuk. It doesn't take it literally. L'chol is called a ribui. In other words, like a slot. It's like an extra word in the Torah. And therefore, if it's an extra word, so that an extra word, for every one extra word, you have one extra drasha. So therefore the Tosfos and Menachos held that you have to, that for one extra word of L'cha, technically the Torah is not really means it must belong to you. What the Tosfos and Menachos held was that the Kavanah of the Torah is not that it has to belong to you, but that if it belongs to a Goy, the ownership of a Goy, the fact that a Goy owns it, that's what knocks it out from the Averi. That's what makes it potter from Bayer Rabbi Motzah. It's not the fact that it's not yours. The fact is that it's his, that he's a goy. There's something wrong with a goy yishachamitz. So therefore, Tosfos and Menachos held, you need two separate psukim. One to tell us goy yishachamitz is potter from Bal Yeroah, and then another pasuk that Hegdish is chametz. But not because Hegdish does not belong to a yid. It's that it belongs to Shemayim. The fact that it's the ownership of Shemayim, that it belongs to Hegdish, that's what knocks it out. So therefore you can't learn out Goy Akum from Hegdish. It's two separate reasons why it's Pater. If the reason why it's Pater is because it's not a Jew's, so of course they're equal. But if the reason why it's Pater is because it is Hegdish, there's something wrong with the ownership of Hegdish, or there's something wrong with the ownership of a Goy, then you need to psukim. So according to this, it fits in very good. Our Tosfos learns that the reason that Kavanah of the Torah is it has to belong to you. It has to belong to the yid. He has to own the chometz to be able to buy yira. Therefore, our Tosfos says you don't need two psukim to pater goy and hegdish because the ptur is because it's not yiddish chometz. So of course, they're mamish identical. But the Tosfos in Menachos held the ptur is the fact that a goy owns it or the fact that hegdish owns it. It's a positive ptur. The fact that they own it has something. That's what knocks it out. Not the fact that a yid, that it's not a yid. There's a big difference. Not mine or yours. So this is the Mahdatsa Rabbi Chanan explains. That's the machlokes between our Tosfos, which says one pasuk is enough for goy and hegdish. Masha Ein Kein Tosfos in Menachos holds the ptur is a ptur because of what they owning it. Therefore, you need two separate mute. But once it tells us by chala, then already we can apply it all over. Now, the next day after we have a machlokes, how do we know whether you need two psukim for hegdish and chometz, hegdish and goy, or one pasuk is enough? Now comes a very long mishkash, a new part of the shiur. According to them, now let's see what's going to be with chometz shel hefker. Should a person be over bal yiroa bal yamotzei on chometz which belongs to nobody? So Rav Chana says it'll depend on this machlekes and Tosfos. What's going to be? What would you say according to what I just said now? Without going into any dimmi, just think about it. If a man has chometz in his property, which belongs to nobody, should he be over? The Torah says, "Lo yiroa lecho chometz." So the question. What do you mean? Yeah, even Shnat Shmitiyer. Mamish Hefker falls down from an airplane. It's a cases of Hefker without Shmita. What? Yeah, he dropped it off. Somebody puts it down. This is Mafkiri.
So he can only be having by riding his own shoes.
So it's sitting in his property. The question is that Lecho? What?
Once it's in his shoes, it's kind of already.
No, he doesn't have to be kind of. No, only if he wants to. It's not Bal Korach, it's only if he wants to. So again, so Rav Chanan Zatzal says that depends on which Tosfos is in. Loi our Tosfos that says so lo yiroa lecho that if you see you could knock out hegdish and chomet, hegdish and goy, because they're both not yours. So hefker should also go into that. Hefker is just as much not yours as hegdish and a goy. But according to the Tosfos in Menachos, which says that it's not enough not to be yours. But there's something wrong with the ownership of a goy. Or there's something wrong with the ownership of Hegdish. So now Yechara for Hefker, you should need a third pasuk. That's the kasha. This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Yechara, what's going to be according to this Hefker?
Also Yisrael Achad.
What?
Yisrael Achad is the same thing.
That's going to be the next step. It's going to be totally in that, but you'll see how one leads into the other.
So, but Tosfos himself holds that the only way you can be Mako Chometz is by making a hefker. So even if you make a hefker and it's still in your property, according to that Tosfos it holds you can't make a hefker and have it in your property, then being Mako isn't going to do anything.
So all you're doing is you're just strengthening the kasha. In other words, to make it kasha a little deeper, so our Tosfos Lushitosai says, how does Bittel, I you'll say, so maybe hefker is taka, maybe you are over on hefker. But the our Tosfos says every time Bittel helps. Why does Bittel help? Because Bittel helps me Tom Hefker. So you have to say that Tosfos Shita is that, so how could Hefker help? How could Bittel work me Tom Hefker? You should have to have an extra pusik for Hefker. I'm just saying over what you said in a little different way. What? If you see you need an extra pusik for Goy and for Hegdish, so you see it's not enough not to belong to you. You see that you need special psukim, that there's something wrong with goyish chametz or hegdish to chametz. For the machanas, you should need a third pasuk. Light our Tosfos that one pasuk is enough for goy and hegdish, so that also one is enough for hefker. But if you see a need for each one, so once you need two, you should need three. That's the gevaldik kasha. So according to this, two ways to answer the kasha on the Tosfos, Rav Chanan's kasha. One way, which is mashma, if you take a look in the Pnei Yeshua, it's mashma that hefker is so weak, because since Hefker doesn't belong to anybody, so on that you can make a Kal Vachomer. Hegdish, if you see Hegdish, the ownership of Hegdish is not enough to make you chai. And the ownership of a goy is not enough, so no ownership is the worst. That would be one way. Someone will learn that since there's no ownership on it, so the fact that it's sitting in your property has nothing to do with it. If it's you need psukim only for Hegdish, because at least there's an ownership. But the Torah says it's not strong enough, or Goyish HaChamish, which at least there's an ownership, but it's strong. But no ownership is in logic, that's the lowest level. Yes?
The thing is, so how do you know you should, we have a pasuk of you shouldn't see Chamish, Lecha, no. So maybe Lecha is coming to say that you're not allowed to see Hefker. Maybe it's saying that Hefker's not allowed to see, but really you're allowed to see, you're allowed to see Hefker.
If it's worse, maybe it's just for Hefker. How do you know good?
Good.
I like the cash. I can't handle it. So he said that wouldn't be any problem. You know, if he doesn't want to be kind, he's not kind of Balkar. If he wants to be kind, it becomes his. That wouldn't be a problem. So that's one hedgeman. But we could say on the Lomdash way, you could say like this, that it could be Faker. That ain't a Kanami. Taisus and Bukharis, Taisim Menachis will hold like Rashi Shi. Taisis, it could be you could say in a Lomdash way like this, that Taisis in the Nochis that holds, that you need two separate psuk to tell us you're not over on Goyish Chometz, you're not over on Hekdish Chometz, but on Hefker Dikah Chometz, Yitaka will be over. Aye, so where's Bittel help? How is Bittel ever helped? Taisis in the Nochis will hold like Rashi Shita, that Bittel helps Mitam Taj Bisu. So hold up. We're soon going to see. That's going to be exactly the next step. So it could be if Taisvis and Menachas holds like Rashi, that the Kayacha power of Bittel works not because you don't own it, but because you make it into dust, because you make it into dirt. It's a din in Tashbisu. It's a new special way that you do something to the Chametz. But what would be Taka Hefker? It could be you would be over. And some Achrenim want to learn that Rashi holds by Hefker also. That's how Rashi says, Kigoin Shalakim. When Rashi says, Awal Shalacherim B'Shal Gavoya, Rashi says, Kigoin Akum. Rashi does not say Kigoin Hefker. So some want to be Medayik that Rashi Shita is, Taka that you'll be over on Hefker Chometz Shal Hefker. What? No, what putting it? This is Rashi saying that you're not over. No, it's in your property, but it's not yours. And whose is it? It's a guy's. But if we talk about Hefker Dika Chometz in your property, it could be just the opposite way. The first of all, we tiny is that Hefker is worse. In other words, it's more cooler dick. It's weaker than a guy's Chometz or Hekdish Dika Chometz. But with tiny, it could be, but the Rashi Shita would be, you taka over on Hefker, and the Ramban has a suffix taka. The Ramban has a sad to say that maybe when the Torah says you're not over on Goyish HaChametz or Hegdish, but on Hefker, since if you ever wanted, you could like to stickle slur. On Hefker, if you ever wanted to, you could always come along and own it, so you have more control over it. If Chometz Hegdish, it's a Chometz or isn't your property, you could never get to it. But Hefker, if you wanted to, you could always be Zoyach and it could turn into yours. So, probably beforehand you could have done it. So the fact you had the chance to do it could be enough to deter us.
What are you going to be over on Hefker Chometz?
According to this, you'll be over in Bal Yerua, and you'll be over in Bal Yerua and Bal Yemotze on both.
Because what? It's in your house?
What?
It's in your food.
Yeah, at least it's Bevatechem. And Lecho, according to this, Lecho, it says Lecho, that only comes to knock out Goyish HaChometz or Hekdish HaChometz.
According to the Ramban, he said, Yer Shingle, maybe you could take in your land. Well, if you had a Chometz in your property, it should be Kona automatically.
Again, Kona, I'm telling you, we worked through that problem already. If you don't want to be Kona, it's not Kona.
No, because we had the case of moving into a house, and then we said that was Kona, even though someone else's, according to someone's own, we said you can move in someone's house. And even...
Oh, by Seicher and Masker.
Yeah, we said you're Kona.
So it depends, not by Koch. We just said he should make Bittel because in case he did want it, he should later on go ahead and make Bittel. But if he didn't want it, I cannot claim it. Okay. What?
According to Rashi, it's even about how bittul works.
Bittul works, you make it into offer.
And even though it's sitting right there, you still can take it back.
What?
No, it's sitting right there.
That's always the Gemara's kasha. You know, there's no end to it. You do the best you can. Okay. Now, let's go to the fourth case. What would be by chametz that belongs to someone else? B'chari, that should also make a chilek. If we're saying now, if Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his property, and this is all, of course, without taking responsibility. If he takes responsibility, he gets into a whole thing which tomorrow Mitzvah Shem we're going to work on. Achrayus. He just, or he says, you can put it down, but I'm not taking any responsibility for it. Yeah, sure. No, if not, he's an oinus. But if he knew it was there, this is the third measure. It's someone else's chametz. Right? Yeah, okay. All right, the zikr is that he let another yid put chametz in his property. So now, according to our Tosfos, it's not lachah. Lachah, it should be kosher. But it's not lachah, so who cares if it belongs to another yid? But according to the Tosfos, in Menachos, you can also clear a shaila. What's going to be on someone else's chametz in your property? Because the lachah we used up already. We had two lachahs. We used for hekdish and for akum. So it's as if we took away the word lachah. So if you taka over on hefker dikah chametz, lachah, what's going to be on somebody else's chametz? You should also be over. So on that, if you remember, what? Yeah, right. It's not weaker. Yeah, because it belongs to somebody else. I mean, it has yiddish. It's not. There is an ownership on it. So on that, we have. As I told you, we brought down from the Meiri. We had this in the sugya. Here's where it comes in. The four shittas about somebody else's chametz in your property with the masker and the seichel. Some say both are over. Some say nobody, neither is over. Some say taka just the one who owns it. And says, these are the four shittas. I don't want to take up time to go over. If you remember, in the shiur on masker and seichel, we brought down the Meiri, and I told you in the Sefer, Neil Shmuel, he goes through it very well. The goyin shita, and the goyin is medayik from this Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kegoyin akum," that you will be over on somebody else's chametz. Because Rashi says, "Shalacherim," the only chametz that you're allowed to see is either hegdish or shalachem a goy. Since Rashi did not say "Kegoyin shel Yisrael acher," somebody else's, so the goyin is medayik from here. I think the Pnei Yeshua also, there's a very important Pnei Yeshua here about Hefker, and here's where the Pnei Yeshua is on this Rashi about Hefker. But from this same Rashi, we discussed Hefker, and we also discussed somebody else. But some Achrayim say, L'chor, it's no Raya from Rashi. It's very interesting how they take away the problem, the Diyuk from Rashi. L'chor, it's a Gevaldik Raya from Rashi. Rashi says, you only Potter Acherim of a Goy. Mashma, that you are over Al Yeroah, Bal Yemotzeh, somebody else's chametz in your property. So there's two ways to you could say Rashi is lavda. One way is simple. You could say like this. The reason our Rashi didn't say that going to somebody else because your mechuyev, the Rashi didn't want to speak about somebody else's chametz in your property. Why? Because you have to get rid of it so that he shouldn't be over on Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotzeh. You have the chavos.
It's not even supposed to be over Bal Yeroah.
No, that depends on which sheet. That depends, in fact, on which sheet. But if Rashi, in other words, you could say that if you want to say it's no raya, if you don't want to say like the goyin's raya. Again, the goyin learned up in Rashi Klor that the reason why Rashi said only a cherem of a goy, because Rashi held if you keep another yid's chametz, you're over on Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotzeh. But if you don't want to bring a klor raya, if you want to try to dingzach on the raya, you could say that Rashi held that really the owner of the chametz will be over, but you have to get rid of it so that he shouldn't be over Bal Yeroah. Call Yisrael Reven Zevuzeh. You have a chiyuv to see to it, not that he shouldn't be over, and you don't have to worry about gezel. You don't have to worry about being mazik. You're allowed to take it and throw it in the garbage. So that's what Rashi didn't say, that you're allowed to keep it there.
Yes,
uh-huh. All right.
You
say the mitzvah of Tashmisum is on this guy.
Hold on. That's, you took away part of my shiur now. No tainus, but Gevald, hold on. But that's a separate step. Gevald, but take it slow. And I want you to hear the chap to lumbus. One way to say it again. The question is, the goyim brought a raya. Since Rashi said you're only allowed to keep acherim goyish chametz on your property, it's mashma that if you keep somebody else another yitz chametz, you're over. You, by keeping somebody else's chametz, you're over by your own. But if you want other acharim say differently, other acharim say the reason why Rashi said you're only acherim, you're allowed to keep the goyish chametz on your property, is not because on somebody else's chametz you'll be over, but on somebody else's chametz you'll be allowed to get rid of it so that he should not be over in Balyaroya. You have to see to it that he shouldn't be over in Balyaroya. What? No, I just repeated.
Repeating.
But Dafka wanted, because now we're going to go into the different Mahalach and Rashi, which is what Rufo was Machavim to, but it's a big difference. That's one way to say that Lav Dafka and Rashi. You know, Lav Dafka and Rashi held that you're over on keeping somebody else's chametz. That's why Rashi said only a good. But you can go tiefer and you could say like this, that Rashi, the reason why Rashi said only acherim, that you're allowed to see goyish chametz, in other words, you're allowed to keep goyish chametz in your property, but mashma, that another yitz chametz, you're not allowed to keep in your property. So you could say, not because Rashi holds you're going to be over by your rabbi, your motz. On that, there's a condition of lecho. You're only over by your rabbi, your motz, if you have some kind of an ownership, or if you have responsibility. But if somebody else keeps his chametz in your property, you have no lo yiro, lo yimotze. That's for sure, because you have nothing to do with the chametz. But you'll have the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, because in the posik of tashbisu it does not say lecho. So that's why Rashi left out shalacherim, Rashi said you're only allowed to see goyish chametz. But somebody else's chametz in your property, you have to get rid of. Not for the mitzvahs loisa say of bayirah bayimotze. For that, it's takas to, because, and that is a condition of lachot, Rashi.
And if you don't know,
what? And you tak, you won't be over bayirah, but you'll be mevatel tashbisu. No, but you'll be mevatel tashbisu. He'll be over bayirah, could be, yeah. I mean, it's an avera, but it's a not eating matzah. You don't get malchus for not eating matzah. You mevatel mitzvah saseh. That's why I said, nagdoma this year, we're dealing with one mitzvah saseh of tashbisu. Then we're dealing with mitzvahs lois to say about your rabbi Yamotze. So what we're doing in Bekitzer, what we're doing in Rashi is we're saying three gangan in Rashi. What? Phone call. Okay. So the last gang we're saying, it's a very famous Rashi. We're saying the third gang is why did a Rashi said shalachera, that you're allowed to see goyish chametz in your property, and Rashi left out somebody else's chametz, which the goyin is medayik from here, that on somebody else's chametz you taka over on bal yirah. So other achronim, trying to find who there's the to see bekitzer. You ask me later, I have it written down. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham talks about it. The Magen Avraham says the first one, not that the other one should be over. The Magen Avraham in Simon Tov Mem Gimel, he's at the Bach. They both are learn Rashi, that Rashi holds the reason why you'd have to get rid of somebody, another Yitz Chametz in your property, is to save him from Bal Yerov. It's a big difference. And the next pshat of Tashbisu, the other pshat, check up. It's als Tashbisu. In the posig of Tashbisu, in Tashbisu Sa'or mi batechem, it's very geshmak. The Torah says, does not say Tashbisu Sa'or shalcho mi batechem. It says Tashbisu Sa'or mi batechem. So in the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, carries more than the lois saseh of Bal Yerua. So that's what Rashi left out. But as I say, so there's three different ways to learn the kavanah of this Rashi. The fact that Rashi only said shel goy, and Rashi left out hefker, and Rashi left out akum, and this kachap nafkaminis about gabi teshpisu by hefker. I don't want to confuse you, but now you got it. When you work over this year again, you got to see what's going to be by Tashbisu, by Sora of Hefker. You know, you can crisscross and see, fit it in. But these are just the Yesoidas, that according to this last gang, Tashbisu, like I told you, just like there's different times for Tashbisu, there's different times for Bal Yeruah, the same thing, there's a different kind of a chometz. On Tashbisu, it could be on any chometz that's in your property, if it's Bivatecha. And on that, you don't say Sa'or, Sa'or. Vice is according to this. This doesn't go into the Tzara Shava, even though it also says the same word Sa'or. But I don't know if you ever find it. It doesn't seem to go into a triple Zereshova. That leap in the Menayan home or Shelzeb or Shelzeb. So Tashbisu will be Chal even on somebody else's Chometz. Besides, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeb. You have a Chiyav to be Majbis since the Chometz is in your property. According to the other gang that we said from the Mogen Avraham, you just have to get rid of the Chometz to protect the other fellow from Bal Yeruah. But you wouldn't have Tashbisu either. But that sheet could be holds Tashbisu's Taka only also on your Chometz.